Reconciliation Week is wrapping up across the country, which means it's time to take stock of our shared history, culture, and achievements as a nation, but also to reflect upon how far we still have to go. We're joined this morning by Reconciliation WA CEO Jodie Nunn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And co-chair Gary Smith, thanks for being on Breakfast.
Good pleasure. Thank you.
Jodie, let's start with you this morning. We're coming to the end of Reconciliation Week, but a lot of folks out there may be still not quite able to string together what that means. Can you explain to us what exactly Reconciliation Week is for and what Reconciliation WA's role is in that?
So Reconciliation Week is really to put a focus in on the unfinished business of this country to make sure we acknowledge and celebrate our First Nations. And it's really wonderful that they're actually the First Nations of First Nations. So as we know it, the oldest living culture, a continuing culture on Earth. And we really try and put a spotlight on that, and because we believe that there's a huge amount to celebrate. But there's also a huge amount to make sure we stay focused on, because there's a lot of unfinished business in reconciliation. So the week of reconciliation is really to make sure people are talking, discussing, and thinking about the year ahead. So we see it as a way to stimulate the focus for the year ahead and the work that's still to be done. And this week we've had an amazing shift in our programming, which is we presented a virtual breakfast last Friday, which attracted thousands and thousands of people around the state. And of course, today we finished with our wonderful Walk for Reconciliation in Kings Park to bookend the week. And today, of course, is Mabo Day, which is this year is 30 years since the Mabo decision around land rights came down and native title came down federally. So it's a really important day for reconciliation today.
It's so wonderful the work that Reconciliation WA have done and continue to do. Gary, talk to us a little bit more about what's been happening this week and some of the planning that goes into making all these events happen.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the other element of Reconciliation Week is I guess, acknowledging and celebrating the major events that have happened in the past, such as the 1967 referendum, which starts the week every year, and the actual Mabo decision, which is celebrated. So they're all celebrating significant milestones in this particular week, with 55 years since the referendum. And 30 years since the Mabo decision. So that's also, I guess, a reason why NRW, or National Reconciliation Week, is held on this week. So we will be celebrating that Mabo decision as part of our final reconciliation activity, which is the Reconciliation Walk up at Kings Park, and be joined by many thousands of people there.
We look back at our history. White Australia does have a black history, and we look at both the triumphs and also the sorrow that's come from that. Gary, where do we look in the future? What sort of the next big areas that need more discussion and work done around them?
Well, I think, you know, what we've had until now for a long period of time is I think we've had, particularly during National Reconciliation Week, is a focus on level of symbolism, where we're acknowledging things and we're talking about things, but we couldn't have been accused very often of doing things. And I think the call to action over the last couple of years has been louder and louder for those of us in the reconciliation movement, and Aboriginal leadership in particular calling for that. And this year's theme, which is around Be Brave and Make Change, forces us to consider how we need to actually have more courage in the future and stand up for the Australia that we want. And that's Australia that, you know, has us asking to focus on racism, asking us to understand and enjoy and celebrate the oldest living culture globally here in Australia, that of our First Nations people. We didn't create that culture as non-Aboriginal Australians, but we do have the ability to celebrate that and honour it as a culture which is uniquely Australian. Little things like celebrating and recognising and even understanding the Uluru Statement as well, without wanting to put in a plug, joining a reconciliation body so that you can use that body like ours to learn more about reconciliation. There's many things we should be doing in the future.
Oh, plug away for sure.
Focusing on, Yeah, I will. But mainly focusing on action is what we're asking for.
We're joined this morning by Reconciliation WA CEO Jody Nunn and Reconciliation WA co-chair Gary Smith. They're talking to us as we come to the end of Reconciliation Week, an important time to reflect upon what this week means and what's still to be done. Jody, Gary mentioned there just before the theme and the message for this National Reconciliation Week is be brave, make change. How does that resonate with Reconciliation WA? I'm sure you've been discussing it all week.
Absolutely. It's such an important message because we advocate that reconciliation is everyone's business, you know, from the highest levels in the organisation at the board all the way through to all participants. And it's not the job of Aboriginal people in organisations to champion reconciliation. It's a job for us all. So it really sort of says to people, this is everyone's business now. It's and we're seen after the federal election, there's been a real momentum and obviously an absolute commitment from our federal government to bring the Uluru Statement of the Heart in full, which is very exciting. And even symbolism like the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags going immediately up in the media room as Albanese presented his first media briefing. Very exciting. As Gary mentioned, powerful symbolism of change. So we're very enthusiastic about the future. And this message is saying that it's not, you know, it's wonderful that people, even if you're early on your journey, it's fantastic that the people are paying attention, but we do want people to also take action. And it's really building in that accountability. And a big way that that accountability is built is through reconciliation action plans. And many organisations have those now. And we encourage anyone who is involved in an organisation which is committed to reconciliation to really lean in and find out more and see how you can participate. And those people that aren't, maybe it's time to ask the question as to why not, and encourage organisations to get involved.
Yeah, the wonderful thing about the theme this year is that it lends itself to change big and small, whether that be a revelation within yourself and sort of realising that there's more that you can do for reconciliation, or if it does mean a larger sort of shift or move maybe in the organisation that you belong to. Jody and Gary, thank you very, very much for your time, and I hope you've had a wonderful Reconciliation Week.
We're enjoying it. We'll be enjoying tomorrow as well. Yeah. Thank you very much.